You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast, as always, is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries. And as always, I'm happy to be with you each and every week as we talk about important issues so that so many churches, that these churches must face every day. So we continue to ask you to help us share the podcast. If you find something here that is helpful to you, pass it along to others. And without further ado, we will just dive in. This is part three of the three-part series on Christ in our worship services and the role of the Spirit. And if you remember, in the first podcast, we talked about where is Christ in your service, looking through your worship service and identifying those connection points. Last week, we talked about planning with the Spirit, how to invite God into your planning and how to listen and follow the Spirit so that your services can be Spirit-filled even before the service begins. And then this week, we're going to talk about how to prepare your space in a way that invites the Spirit in and really makes room for God. This is probably one of the least used parts of spiritual worship planning. I talk about this frequently with a lot of different people, and I find that almost always they are shocked to hear this particular part and really have not considered it as part of their preparation for God to be present in their worship services. So I hope that you'll follow along with me, maybe hear something new that you will be willing to try in your church. And I truly believe that you will reap the benefits of it as well, you and your congregation and all of your worship endeavors. So we've looked at our worship service. We've identified those spots where Christ is present. We've prayed over our plan. And now it's time to get ready for worship. Many of us will pray, and before we practice, we'll pray during the week, possibly that God will be present in worship. But very few of us actually take the time to prepare and spend time in the space. And this may be new to you. This may be something you've never heard before. But I truly believe that spending time in the space prior to worship, whether it's the day before, an hour before, is a key element in inviting God's presence into the worship of your church. Now, God's going to be present, but inviting God's presence to be felt and manifest in the worship service. The first step of this preparation that I would like to suggest to you is actually praying in the space, going into the space. And this is praying with intentionality, starting on the platform. You can start there, and we'll just make this plan as if you started on the platform. Spending time on that platform, praying that God's will be done, that God will be present in a way that people know and that people can feel. And you pray for the people who will be presenting the worship service. I often will go and pray at the pulpit for my pastor, who will be bringing the word, that the word would be heard, that God's will would be done, and that people would be challenged by the words that they hear. I will pray over the area where we are going to be playing and singing. I'll often will stand in each position where I know a singer will be, and I'll pray for that singer by name. I know who that singer is, and I'll pray for them by name, that God will be moving in their lives in a way that they will be worshiping Him in a very special way on that service. I'll go and stand where the guitar player is. I've sat behind the drum set and prayed for the drummer. I truly believe the more time you spend in prayer on that platform, specifically praying for those people who will be bringing the music and bringing the word, you will begin to see God honor those prayers and be present in ways that you never imagined. But then, after you finish praying for the on the platform, praying for God's presence on the platform. Then I walk down and I begin to walk amongst the chairs, and I pray for God's presence in the congregation. I will put my hand on a chair or a row of chairs. I'll put my hand on, or if you have pews, put them on a pew. I will stand in a particular spot and think of the people who will be there. I will often go to the back of the room and begin praying for ushers, where my ushers will be standing, and I'll go to the front doors and pray for the greeters and pray that God's will be worked through those greeters. I'll go out into the parking lot and pray that God will meet people even as they arrive, and that they will see what God needs them to see, and that they will experience God in a great way, and that they will find God through the worship that we do in the church. Many churches have prayer teams. Many churches have prayer ministries. I know of a church that I worked with recently where the pastor finishes his worship planning time and goes to a room where a group of people will pray over him and as he prepares for worship. And if you have one of these prayer teams, I encourage you to connect with them and invite them to join you in praying over the space, praying that God will be manifest, as we were just talking about. I think it's important that you as a worship leader or you as a pastor pray, but I also think it's important to bring in other people from your church to pray. This is an amazing time and an amazing time of preparation that you are asking God to be present, and God, truly believe God honors these prayers. When you finish praying and you're ready to start worship, whether, like I said, whether you prayed the day before or a couple of days before, or whether you just prayed an hour before, you'll pray over your team or with your team, and you'll go in and you'll have an amazing worship service. And of course, we expect and hope that God will honor the prayers that we've made. But then I want to offer you one other aspect of this that I think, again, pays really big dividends. So many churches, when the service is over, just immediately the band starts to pack up, the choir leaves, the pastor's walking out the front door shaking hands, and all of a sudden the space is empty, and there's nobody there, or there's just one or two people cleaning up. Maybe the cleaning crew's already started to come in, and nobody in the post-blessing really takes a moment to say thank you. And I have to tell you that I truly believe that that is an important part. If you don't think so, look up the story where Jesus heals the 10 lepers. And he tells them to go and report to the church to show that they are clean. And one of the lepers comes back and says, thank you. And Jesus immediately asks, where are the other nine? Didn't I heal 10 of you? And I believe this is Jesus showing that God really appreciates a solid thank you. And so I believe that we should take the time to say thank you. I really think you should say a thank you with your whole team. If you can hold your team on the platform or in the area, y'all pray together. I'm sure you pray together before church starts that God will bless you and that God will use you in worship. I wonder if you and your team could take the time to say thank you at the end of a service. Maybe you can do that for them, or certainly if you can hold them long enough to say thank you, I think it really makes a difference. I've talked to many worship leaders who have heard this presentation and have taken it home and used it in their churches and have reported back to me such a profound spiritual difference in their worship experiences because of all of this prayer. So often as worship leaders and pastors, we focus on the parts that we are responsible for. We really focus on the music, or we really focus on the word. We spend time preparing and honing our craft and doing it well, coming in and doing it well and being who God has called us to be inside our ministry. But we don't take the time to really pray the way that we should. And this praying thank you is certainly something that we don't spend nearly enough time doing. So this is a really short podcast this week. I don't have a lot to say other than this. I want you to really think about and pray about the role of preparing the space for God's presence, spending time in prayer prior to the service, praying for people specifically, praying for people that you don't even know are coming, praying that God will work in hearts beforehand, and people will accept God's invitation and come, and they will join the others who are at your church seeking God's presence and lifting God's praise. Getting all of that space prepared for with prayer, enlisting others to help you pray. And then, of course, holding at the end of the worship service and praying a thank you. I think you will find, I truly believe, I've said that probably five times, but I truly believe this. I believe it with all of my heart, with all of my soul, that these prayers are answered and that God honors them and that God appreciates them. God wants them. God wants us to talk to him and to offer this time of preparation and thanksgiving. So I offer this to you. Again, just a brief podcast this week that you would consider this and try it. Don't try it just one Sunday, but try it across maybe a month or across a sermon series. And just see what God does, and see if God doesn't honor God's promises. We sing that we can trust God. We sing that we believe in God. We sing that God's promises are yes and amen. But we so often rely only on ourselves. We rely only on our own skill, and we give God glory and we ask God to help. But really and truly, we're just relying on ourselves. And this time of prayer says, God, I am not relying just on myself. I am counting on you. We are counting on God to take these loaves and fishes that we call worship songs or sermons, and we're asking God to break them and bless them. And we're taking these people that are offering back to God their talents, and we're asking God to break them and bless them and use them for God's glory in your church. So spend some time in prayer. Try this out. And I would love to hear back from you. Go to PurposedHeartMinistries.com. Reach out to me. Let me know. It's Craig@PurposedHeartMinistries.com is my email. Send me an email. Let me know how this has worked out for you. And come back next week. We're going to have a very special conversation next week. And that I want to, I'll let you know about it next week. So come back and continue to pass this around. Challenge your other fellow worship leaders with this podcast. Challenge your worship team. Share this podcast with your worship team. Share this podcast with your worship planning team. Share this podcast with the church staff. Share this podcast with the prayer ministry in your church. And lay it out as a challenge to reach in and find a deeper spiritual connection to God in worship through prayer. Until next week, I appreciate you, and God bless you and all that you do, and may God continue to use the worship of your church to reach those who need it the most. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at PurposedHeartMinistries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.